it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is that, Woody? I'm just curious here before we get rolling. What is that?
We're playing right now?
Yeah.
It's called the Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys. Okay.
Ever heard of them?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
Yes, I have. Woody, come on, man. I just want to know who it was.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. I wanted to bring up this thing. I'm torn. We talked about it early this morning. I like what the NFL did on the new kickoff and kickoff return.
You're torn now, though? You're starting to come around?
No. Calm down on here, because you and I disagree on it. And you, at least I want you to make sense before you okay. make this. So I understand Vic Fangio came out and is upset about the field goal. The footballs are like out of control, like the old home runs that the balls were juiced up and hitting home runs and everybody was mad. A fly ball equaled, you know, a home run 20 rows up and shouldn't have gone. It should have, you know, and so everybody was upset about that in baseball. So now Vic Fangio was talking about, yeah, these guys got these footballs, they're getting them all, and we got guys kicking sick because Tampa Bay played Philadelphia, and Tampa Bay kicked two long field goals, and they would have been good for another 10 yards. I mean, it's crazy. And we got a bunch of guys. If you ever watch them warm up, usually most of the kickers go to 54 to 55 yards, and then they stop. But I'm always amazed by when they kick them, how much they make them by from that far. Like every guy has the potential, almost every field goal kicker in the league, as long as weather conditions are appropriate, has an opportunity to make a 60 something yard field goal. We got two of them. Patterson, who's kicking now, has got a strong leg. And so does Jason Sanders, who got no problems. Now, on top of that, with the potential of these 60-yard field goals, and we're going to see more and more of them. Like I said, we saw one from Tampa Bay last week. With these kickoff returns, which the good news is there's very few touchbacks. Everything is returned. It's starting to look more and more like the old days as far as knocking the crap out of each other, and we're seeing some great returns as well. So that play is back into play instead of all the touchbacks and put the ball to 25 and all that. And so we've changed that. I do like that. But I thought Vic Fangio made a good point. And I've kind of added on to this. I do agree for defenses, it's got to be frustrating if you don't make a tackle at the 30-yard line or 35-yard line and it ends up going out, which a lot of them do, between the 40 and the 50. And now all of a sudden you need one, maybe two field goals or two first downs and you can kick a field goal. And Vic's point is, this is ridiculous. Like basically every time you kick off, they're going to have a chance to score against us unless you're almost perfect and give up one, maybe two first downs. But if it's any more than that, You're in field goal range. And by the way, they're doing it for two different reasons. First of all, the play was dead. Nobody liked the fact that it was all touchbacks here. And it was, I don't know what the final percentage was. Felt like 80-something% touchbacks where they kicked it over the guy, return guy's head out of the end zone. And it was like, oh, did it again. Boring. So NFL did something about it. And got Darren Rizzi to come in and some other guys that work with them and come up with something. It's not as safe as it used to be. They're phony about that. Some of the collisions now on the kickoff return are like they used to look like. They really are. They're violent. But they want more scoring. And defenses, I'm sorry. Although some of the offenses are still really struggling to score. But I guess I like it like this better than that touchback being dead. I just, all right, okay, we know it's going to happen. You might as well go ahead and go to the bathroom a little bit early because after you score. And
well, one of the parts that's frustrating too is, let's say you tie the game late. Joe, yeah. If you leave, I don't know, 15 seconds on the clock, you're probably going to lose that game if you're playing a good team.
If you have a timeout to your, yeah, if you have a timeout, you run a play.
Even without a timeout, we've seen how many games this year have we seen guys, they throw the pass over the middle and they race up to the line, they spike. Like, you can get, it's so easy. If you have 15 seconds, you can throw a pass anywhere on the field. You have plenty of time. What we need 15 yards now to get to the 50, give or take here. You're talking about one play over the middle.
You're talking about 67
yard field goal. That, by the way, is impossible to those plays are impossible to cover because you're scared of getting beat deep.
Right. You'll give them underneath all day.
And you're scared of getting a pass interference call. A pass interference call is a disaster.
Yeah.
Because that just stops the clock straight up.
Well, it stops it and the pass interference is where the ball is.
And then you're in field goal range. So, like, it's just, to me, it's just too easy when you have a situation where if you leave. And I think was it the Baltimore game, I think, where the Chiefs scored at, you know, at the end of the half and Baltimore gets the ball like a few seconds left. They go right down and get a field goal. Like, it's just too easy.
So the only thing I would say is what Vic Fangio, the grumpy old man who's really good coordinator, said. The balls, you can't have. The guys are getting stronger anyway. I do think that is part of it. But this thing about guys kicking 70 yards, we're going to.
I know. But, you know, you can't really. What are you going to do about that, man?
You can't be able to kick a field goal basically when you get on the field. That's crazy.
Then stop letting people start at midfield. If you get a decent kick return, Joe, you're starting up near the 40.
No, you're right. Every time.
Because that thing's so short. It's in that stupid landing zone thing.
You get to the 40. Not the other team's 40, but you're 40.
Look, man, they've been doing this for years. Any gimmick possible to get more scoring so that more people can be entertained.
But you got to admit, the kickoff's a lot more exciting now.
I don't care.
You don't care.
First of all, I don't like teams starting at midfield. And I don't need to see the extra collision. Like, I'd rather just.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See them play. Why, but at least if you start at 25, like, at least
so you don't want to
you
got to
go a good 25
yards. Let me hear
yards.
This, soft heart, so because you're worried about the collision.
I'm a player safety advocate.
No, that's BS. You just literally go on the opposite way today. That's all this
no,
is.
You know I don't like the kickoff.
Why would you not like the kickoff? The most exciting play because it's so hard
for
to
the
get
same
by
reason
guys.
Old man Fangio doesn't like it because it makes it too easy for the offenses. It's just too offensive heavy here. You realize, like, again, if you tie a game with like 15 seconds left, you're in bad shape.
Well, not always.
I mean, yeah. Well, if you're playing a good, I'm talking about if you're playing a good team, if you're not playing like, you know, the Browns or something, but.
So I just
got the Browns on my mind because they just benched Joe Flacco here this morning.
We'll find out. We'll talk to Baldy about that whole situation and what's next that now that Joe Flacco has
not Shador Sanders, by the way. Dylan Gabriel's going to start.
So the other thing is that you can take care of, and the league is going to say, because they I'm sure they've heard this already from people in the league as well as fans, and they're going to make it real simple. Get four or five guys to run down there and make a tackle around the 30-yard line, and you won't have to worry about it as much. Get it? Get the Cameron Goods of the world. Get the Elijah Campbells of the world, the KJ Britts of the world. A lot of linebackers and extra defensive backs to run down, make a tackle, and you won't have to worry about it as much. Still a crazy world. All right, we got to go to break here, man.
You can come around on this at some point.
Not coming around.
What needs to happen is you need to have like a bad situation. Like you need Dolphins need to lose on one of those, and then you're going to come in and be like, "I hate this."
No, I'm not. Right, I'm here. I'm here. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm shocked to find out you all of a sudden, oh, I've never liked the kickoff return.
No, I don't like this. This landing zone thing is just, I don't know, man. Maybe it'll take getting used to, but it's weird.
Well, it's been around now, so.
I know, but I'm not a huge fan. Sorry.
I don't know. It's better than that.
And then the other thing, like if you miss it, if you miss it short, you're out at the 40.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways.
I mean, come on.
I wish we could work around 40? That a little bit.
40 is going to be field goal range soon before we know it.
The 40, you know, out of bounds has always been the 40, right?
You know? Yeah, I know. Okay. But this is if you miss the landing zone, Joe, right? If you
now we've had
a little target area.
We've missed one. We've had some other teams miss the landing area. No excuse for that from that kicker.
This guy says once kickers can consistently make 70 yarders, teams don't even have to reach midfield. Yeah, there you go.
We get guys start making 70 yarders. What 66 is the longest I heard the other day. The guy missed it by 1 yard.
No, the guy in Jacksonville, didn't he hit like a 70 something yarder in preseason?
I don't know what it was.
It was Jacksonville, right?
Not sure. Somebody did make a long one in preseason. You're right.
They're just going to keep doing, you know, calf raises and leg workouts and stuff. They'll get stronger.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Although the kicker on the Jets didn't appear to be in very good shape.
He's straight.
Yeah, he did.
He made 250 yarders. He's straight as can be.
He walked out there.
He goes, hey, can you not get another penalty before you get out here? Like 50 something's fine. Okay, I don't want to try a 60.
You gotta love that though. He walks out there, you hit the belly hanging over the pants there.
That guy's 40 years old.
Yeah,
you got the dad, guy. What's dad left bod, on the yeah. pension?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.